The process to select a new children's ombudsman to replace Emily Logan gets underway in the coming weeks. Candidates will face an interview panel consisting of experts in the field, including some children and teenagers. Hundreds of children from all around the country gathered in Dublin earlier this week to talk about what they wanted from the new ombudsman. Here's some of what they had to say. And I thought we had some tape there. Maybe we don't. And so we will just talk now to two people who have some experience of dealing with the recruitment of the previous Ombudsman for Children, Emily Logan. I'm joined, as I say, by Aoife May and Saoirse Reynolds. And I think you have happy experiences of the time. Aoife, you were one of the youngest children selected to be part of the panel interviewing candidates the last time around 10 years ago. What age were you at the time and what was the role you played?
Yeah, I was probably one of the youngest, I think, if not the youngest. I was 12 at the time, just turning 13, I think. And I played a big enough part of, I hope to say, I was on the panel that interviewed Emily in the role play section along with Saoirse. I also sat on the board that did a shortlisting for the candidates. And back at the very start, we were on the group that would have wrote the sort of job spec of such for the Ombudsman for Children. We designed the ad for the Ombudsman that we actually won awards in national papers. And then we ultimately selected the Ombudsman for Children through a very rigorous interview process, which included young people and, of course, adults.
Yeah, it started with a very big meeting with the former Minister for Children, the late Brian Lenehan.
The late Brian Lenehan spoke to us. It was out in the Tower Towers and Balls Bridge. A group of over 70 young people, quite like what has happened this week, gathered. They were representatives of Corlin and Oaks and various youth groups around the country. And we were split into groups through our age. Brian Lenehan spoke to us, and the Ombudsman for Children from Wales at the time spoke.
Actually, I think now I'm going to cut across you there, yes, if I may, because we have that piece of tape now from the children who met earlier this week in Dublin.
My name is Amy Bradshaw and I'm from Toom, County Galway. Children deserve to be listened to, and they're some of the most vulnerable members of our society, and it's good to have someone standing behind them pushing forward their opinions and their ideas and their voices in society. I'd like to see an ombudsman who's approachable and kind and has good morals and is confident and listens and has good communication skills.
I'm Sam O'Brien from Leixlip, County Kildare. It's important an ombudsman who cares about what they do and is able to do it well. They sort of watch over what the government or whoever's doing. It gives people a chance to be able to voice their opinions without spending any money or with a bit of confidentiality and be able to get something done about it.
I'm Rachel Gannon from County Calvin. It's good to give children the right and the opportunity to fix what's wrong in their homes or whatever's going on in school or whatever else.
I'm Ronan McGuinness and I'm from Drogheda, County Louth. I think an ombudsman is important because rights for children are violated in Ireland a lot, and it's important that people under the age of 18 know that they have an ombudsman, because it's someone that they can go to if they think their rights have been violated. I'd like to see someone who's assertive, someone who's persuasive, but also someone who's very approachable and someone that people aren't afraid to go and talk to and to let them know what's happening.
My name is Laura Hart and I am from Cork. I think an ombudsman is important because if young child or a child does have a problem, be it with health, education or any security within a home, that they do have someone to turn to and they do have someone who could sort out their problems and investigate it so that the child could feel more secure and safe. The sort of person I'd like to see appointed is in would be confident, so that they would strive to do their best so that the child would see benefits within what they're doing.
I'm Gary Byrne and I'm from Lunchtown in Dublin 15. I think it'd be important because I'm in a wheelchair and I could get confident, and I think that's good for me.
So, interesting voices there. And as I say, I'm joined by two veterans of the last recruitment process, Saoirse Reynolds and Aoife May. Saoirse, Aoife was saying before that you played a part, both of you did, in the role play. Now, what exactly happened with that?
Oh, well, we basically, there was like 9 young people and the interviewee had to come in and
they had to pretend to be the ombudsman, so we put them in certain situations. But it was gas because everyone had a serious issue, whereas myself and Aoife's role was to interrupt and to be really dismissive. And me in particular, my job is to make the ombudsman's life hell by telling them that they were focusing too much on other people except focusing on me. But in the actual interview, I was told to shut up. I had people turn their back to me.
These were people who wanted to be
candidates. Yeah, these are people wanting to be the ombudsman for children. But it just shocked us, like, because we were not taken seriously, and the one thing we wanted was we were really capable and we had great voices, like, and we wanted to be heard. But these actually had the audacity to come in and like turn their back to us and tell me to shut up. Whereas it
and was, Aoife, was that your experience as well, or where did you fit into it?
So I was one of the people that didn't ask a question but would try to interrupt. So as the ombudsman would try to give their answer, I'd shout across the room possibly at another person and ask them a question. And some of the ombudsman potential candidates would be like, would give you a stern look or would ask you to stay quiet. Whereas when Emily came in, it was like a eureka moment. It was, she knew how to deal with us. She knew that this is the type of thing that she's going to face on an not every day, but on a weekly basis when she speaks to the young people of Ireland. This is what her job could potentially be. And I think when she left, we kind of decided, okay, we don't want to interview anybody else. That's it, that's done. But of course, we had to.
This is Emily Logan.
When Emily came in, we literally jumped around the room saying, we want her, we don't want anyone else, we want her. And then we were kind of brought back by the staff saying, well, we have to be fair to everyone else.
I suppose people are well warned now, the candidates this time around, unlike the ones the last time.
Yeah.
But what do you think are the most important qualities in a new ombudsman for children? You first on that one, Saoirse.
Well, I think it's really important to recognise the diverse young people in Ireland and to try and work with all of them and give everyone a voice. And I think that's a really hard job. And I say that's probably the most important
Yeah, I totally agree. I think to be able to deal with young people and to know how to act around young people is one of the most sought after qualities in an ombudsman for children, because that is what their job is, to be fair and to treat everybody's voice and every young person, especially his voice, as equal. And I think that's probably one of the main attributes that the potential candidate
try to get in Emily's shoes, like, which is hard, you know.
Like you had continuing contact with her, in her period in office.
We would have met her once a month, every 6 weeks, and
we
then
became part
I was really
of,
lucky.
Sorry. Saoirse, we became part of the youth advisory panel.
It sounds like
it
you were
called
her council of state. Yeah, if you want to compare it to the job of the president.
She kept us. She kept us along the process with her. And then when we kind of got a bit older, we helped recruit the new YAP. But I was really lucky.
New what?
A youth advisory panel.
Sorry,
the ombudsman's office. But I was very lucky. I also got to work in the office, so I got to see it on a daily basis. So
that was that a placement or something like that?
Yeah, it was a youth placement there.
Okay, so finally, tell me what you're both doing now. Aoife, you're from Kildare, so you're in your early 20s?
Yeah, I've just finished college. I have a degree in international finance, so I'm working in Dublin at the minute. So not exactly along the lines of what I've done with the ombudsman, but it's still very much in my mind and I still keep in contact with the office and try to help out as much as I can, and hopefully may play a small part in the selection process of the new ombudsman.
And Saoirse?
Well, I actually did my degree in graphic design, but then because I was still involved with the ombudsman, I changed my career and did a master's in youth and community. So I'm now a youth worker. So I have to say the ombudsman has shaped my future.
And do you think the ombudsman has enough power?
Yeah, I do. I don't know whether we can personally say that indefinitely, but I do think Emily has really crafted the office into a great stance in Dublin, and I think because of her work, the new ombudsman will have a lot of power and hopefully represent the children of Ireland just as well as Emily has.
Well, I think at the beginning it was tough, but now the role is now known and young people know what the role is, so more people will, that power is growing, I think.
Okay, so clearly you're going to be paying a very close, you're keeping a very close eye on the process that's coming
very
through.
Very interested.
And it sounds like it's pretty obvious that if there is role play involved in the next recruitment process, people should be a little bit more respectful.
Yes. They have been warned now.
They've been warned.
I suspect that there's some other surprise lying
there. Probably will be, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt
like the challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much indeed, both of you, for coming in. That's Saoirse Reynolds from Dublin, and Aoife May, thank you very much indeed. Now,